Hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans yesterday marched through the streets of Caracas to show support for President Hugo Chavez. The march was a response to growing opposition pressure for Chavez to leave office. Street protests are bigger and more frequent as Venezuela sinks deeper into political paralysis. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Caracas.
For the last 12 months, Venezuela has been trapped in a state of permanent political crisis. The street demonstrations are constant. Last Thursday, an estimated 1 million Chavez opponents marched through downtown Caracas demanding that the leftist president either step down or call early elections. Ricardo Fonis says Chavez doesn't deserve to serve out the 3 years that remain in his term in office.
We see now that it's the worst government that we have always have. So that's why we are looking for a change.
The opposition has a long list of grievances against Chavez. They accuse him of funneling public money to the political organizations that support him. They say his revolutionary rhetoric has scared away investors and terrified the middle class. And they say he's mismanaged the economy, dragging it into recession and high unemployment. But the opposition's protests just seem to strengthen the resolve of Chavez's supporters, such as Amador Campos Acheque.
El presidente no va a salir. El presidente de Venezuela va a ser todavía Hugo Rafael Chávez Frías.
The president is not leaving office, Acheque says, as he and a group of red beret-wearing Chavistas lurk near the opposition's march. Hugo Chávez will continue to be the president of Venezuela, whatever it takes, he says. To prove this point, the government organized Sunday's march in support of Chavez. Standing in the middle of the crowd, Vice President José Vicente Rangel told government-run TV that the pro-Chavez crowd was 2 or 3 million people, that is, half the population of Caracas.
El pueblo está en la calle, y es una advertencia a los golpistas.
The people are in the street, and this is a warning to the coup plotters, Rangel said. The people are ready to sacrifice themselves to keep Chavez in power and protect the Constitution. The government and the opposition are already squabbling over whose march was bigger. Janet Kelly, a political science professor in Caracas, says Venezuelans used to be politically apathetic, but now, in the age of Chavez, they've become obsessed with what she calls street politics.
To the extent that Chavez has mobilized people for his own campaign, and then in a reverse way, mobilize people for the opposition, he's got a whole society that's mobilized. The question that any political scientist would ask is whether normal politics can take place with an over-mobilized society.
After a short-lived coup d'etat against Chavez in April, the government and the opposition said they'd try to work out their differences in negotiations. But that effort has fallen apart as the two sides take turns not showing up for the talks. The opposition is impatient to remove Chavez. It's threatening a nationwide strike on October 21st unless he agrees to call immediate elections. Chavez has dismissed the ultimatum. As the stalemate deepens, Venezuela has been gripped by rumors of imminent military intervention. But that may be wishful thinking on the part of the opposition. General Efraín Vázquez Velasco was former commander of the army during the April coup. He's a prominent Chavez opponent. But as much as he dislikes the president, he tells people not to expect the military to take over.
La gran mayoría son institucionales. No están ni con Chávez ni contra Chávez.
The great majority of military officers are institutionalists, and they're neither for Chávez nor against him, Vasquez says. He says most officers believe in upholding the Constitution. And he says he rebelled against Chavez last April only because the president had ordered him to deploy tanks against an opposition march, an order Vasquez considered illegal. The general says Chavez doesn't have to worry about a military coup as long as he's careful not to drag the military into the middle of Venezuela's contentious street politics. Martin Casti, NPR News, Caracas.